Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The Fatherhood of God. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Acts 17:28. The Fatherhood of God and the Brotherhood of Man was a religious cliché promoted for many years, especially by religious liberals in the period between the two world wars. However, continuing hostilities between and inside most nations now make the idea of universal brotherhood in this present world almost farcical. The fact is, however, that God truly is the Father of all men in the sense that He created them all. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? That was the rhetorical question posed to Israel in the last book of the Old Testament. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul confirmed the same great truth to the pagan Gentiles. God has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and we are the offspring of God. The sad fact is, however, that most men and women have actually become children of the Wicked One because of sin. We can only become spiritual children of the Heavenly Father by being born again through faith in Christ, but we then truly become the sons of God as assured to all those who believe on His name. Now we believers can all rejoice in the wonderful truth that we have the same Heavenly Father. We have been renewed in knowledge after the image of Him that created Him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, but Christ is all and in all. May God help those of us who are or will someday become fathers on earth to truly be children of our Father in heaven and thereby be genuine models of the Heavenly Father to our human children here on earth.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.